Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world too via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And especially our men and women truck drivers out there, the tanker yankers, the suicide jockeys delivering the petrol out there to the stations so people can keep driving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe and Gab and Parler. And on Twitter, at Captain's America is how you'll find us. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Very simple, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning to you again.
Good morning.
Okay, we've got one of our favorite phone callers on the phone with a question for you, and it would be Mary. And go right ahead, Mary.
Good morning. With regards to the gas lines, Marjorie Taylor Greene was on yesterday on with Real America's Voice. And what she was saying is the gas lines now are just they're like a sample of communism. Just a little sample of what you would get if Democrats got in again in 2022 and keep pushing this Green New Deal stuff. You think you have gas lines now? That's just like a sample.
Okay. All right, thank you. Yeah, I'm aware of that, and we've talked about that before, Denise, and we cannot afford 4 years of Joe Biden, number one. We cannot afford 4 years of a Democratic Congress with what they're doing. Certainly no one will have any money left by the end of this. And this is all part of what they're doing, the fundamental transformation of America. I get it. I know what they're up to.
Well, the bigger issue here is the hack itself, and it is alleged now that by DarkSide, it says that they are quitting.
Yeah.
You know, doing all this. Well, that's fine. That sounds great, doesn't it? But I don't trust it because their tactics could be shared with anybody else if there's any part of this is true.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that the question was asked in the Biden White House, how do we stop this? Well, remember what Biden said, because he was asked, you know, about protections. And so he goes off on this rant about teaching, our younger generation about cyber and coding, and he wanted them all to go to school.
Right.
To learn them. Which is like, where in the world did that come from? The conversation should have been, hey, Moscow, we're going to sanction you, and we're going to or get even more aggressive or assertive and remove every single Russian diplomat that we have here in the United States. and say, we're doing this until you find these people and turn them over to us.
Uh-huh.
Once that's done, then we'll lift the state. But there's no punitive damage because why? Biden already comes out and defends the Kremlin.
Yeah.
And says, we're not sure that there's no evidence that the Kremlin knew this was happening. Well, that's just false. It's just false.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing goes on in Russia of these kinds of operations without some kind of knowledge
sure.
of the SVR, otherwise known as the KGB.
Sure.
So, Biden has no answer to any of this, and so he comes out with an executive order a couple days after all of this nonsense, and he's going to harden the cybersecurity and so forth and so on. Well, he's only doing it for federal agencies.
Yeah.
Just, there's nothing in there about corporations, private corporations like Colonial.
Mm-hmm.
So his executive order meant nothing. Now, consider, as we've already seen with what happened with the water system in Oldsmar, Florida.
Yep.
Unfortunately, the person that was on duty that night was paying some real attention.
Mm-hmm.
But suppose we go with the power grid of all the same states that have been affected by the Colonial Pipeline, that we go through a power outage for that long. Think about it. So, I was thinking, chewing through this yesterday, that we are supposed to be the most resourceful, talented nation in the world, and we got brought to our knees by some, ransomware.
Right.
And you kind of have to go, what? Is this even for real? That some kind of ransomware and $5 million could bring so many states to their knees, and we're still there. Because, there's an awful lot of areas that are very affected. Washington, D.C., Atlanta.
The police department. Yeah.
Airlines.
Yeah. All right.
We have our priorities way off.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we're going to give you an update on Israel, what's going on there, what's transpired, and where they might be going from this point. Don't go anywhere. We will be coming right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Come on now.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the XP Stem Cell Patch Outfit. And here's more about them right now.
Hi, folks. It's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. And tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
You betcha. All right, we talked a little bit about what took place in Israel yesterday based as what we could know. We've kind of been comparing notes here. I can't find anything within the last 4 hours, but the last thing that we knew was apparently Israel took out a mosque in the Gaza Strip. Oh, wait a minute, there we go. Now it's your turn.
It's been a tactic for a long time that they store these rockets and these missiles in schools and in churches and places where it's not cool to, you know, bomb them, I should say.
Uh-huh.
And so therein lies where... They're very cautious. The Israelis are very cautious about these kinds of things, and that's why they do a couple of things up front. And that is, one is that they call virtually every single cell phone that they have in their database, Israel does, in Gaza.
Yep.
And tell these people, hey, see, you're about to be bombed, so be careful. Or leave. And then the other thing is, I think it was called, what was it, knocking on the roof?
Yes.
They they drop some kind of a warning on the roof of these buildings as another warning, like this is where we're coming next. So we're here to tell you, hey, this building's about to go. So if you want to save some lives, then I would say you better leave. So if they choose to stay, they choose to stay, and they do so at their own peril.
And, of course, the death toll has gone up amongst the Palestinians more so than the Israelis. They did lose a soldier. One of their soldiers was killed, and that's a shame there. But they're doing a lot of different tactics that they haven't done before, because I think Hamas thought they were just going to come barnstorming in there with the ground troops, and that's what was going to happen. And they were
the Israelis.
Or the Israelis, yeah. And they were going to hide. They were going to hide in their tunnels and then jump out on them from behind. Well, the Israelis tried a little something different this time. They let them get in the tunnels and then they blew them up.
Correct.
Which is really sharp on their part.
Well, they're not neophytes at this, so they understand the tactics, and they're not going to use all of the tools and the war plans up front. They don't necessarily want to have to go that direction, but as long as this continues, then they're going to, you know, do what they have to do. They're pretty much leveling Gaza.
Yeah.
The place looks pretty rough right about now.
Yeah. Yeah, they can let those people go live in the tent. There'll be plenty of them, won't there?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, let's talk about the mask situation, because we've got conflicting stories going on and arguments from this side of the aisle and that side of the aisle. And a few people are saying this. Little Dr. Fauci's confusing the issue with his comments. But yesterday, the largest private employer in the United States, Walmart, ditched the mask mandate for those people that have been vaccinated. The vaccinated customers and their staff, they will not have to wear it. Now, my question is, how are they going to know that?
Well, it's a pretty good question. You may have to show something, like your little card that you get. I don't know.
That's what I'm thinking. Yep, because the liberal media, that's what they want us to do. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Papers, please.
Yep. Yeah, we've heard that before in the movies, right?
Well, it's not just the movies.
I know, not anymore. So we'll see what happens with how that works out, because that is a developing story. Okay, Elise Stefanik, elected to the number 3 position, replacing Liz Cheney. Ironically, Liz Cheney is going to be the hot guest on all of the talk shows on Sunday.
Well, I listened to her interview with Brett Baer the other day, and I got to tell you, he asked some great questions, but she wasn't getting very specific with her answers. My husband and I were counting how many times she said the Constitution, and, you know, that we have to be the party of truth, because she just is holding on to the air quotes, the big lie. And she's not going to give up on that. So what's particularly interesting is we'll see, and maybe if anybody watches the Sunday talk shows, we'll see how many times she says those very same things. But she was clearly a snot to Brett Baer, and I was really quite disappointed that she, of her behavior. So I said to myself, okay, if that's the way she is with Brett Baer, you can about imagine how she is with within her caucus.
Yeah.
So, so he even, you know, said, you know, there's chatter that you may consider running for president. Of course, she wouldn't go there. But,
no.
He did challenge her, too, about her own constituents not supporting her.
That's right.
And she wouldn't go there either.
Yeah. Her numbers are very bad in Wyoming right now. Very bad. She's way underwater. So we'll see. Now, something interesting. Texas Governor Greg Abbott came out yesterday and said that they have found enough fentanyl along the border that's been left behind by people who apparently, well, some of it they've captured, but some of it was just left behind by people that took off for another day to survive to live another day, rather. That they found enough fentanyl on the Texas border to kill every person in New York City.
I have a friend who is retired special agent with DEA, and we chat very often. And the drug component of what is happening at that border is probably the most underreported part of the story that we can begin to know.
Yep.
The other piece, too, is that I can't get anybody to talk about, mostly because I don't know anybody in the federal government in that realm, and that is where the monies go. Where is the bank account monies of the drug cartels and for the mules, for those that are, you know, trafficking these people. We have some amazing abilities through the Treasury Department, you know, to see what goes on in bank accounts worldwide.
Yeah.
And I cannot believe that we haven't been able to seize some of these accounts.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of bring some of these things to the end. And this is all because of the Patriot Act.
You remember Wachovia Bank?
Sure I do.
Pedro Escobar had his millions in there.
Well, this is the only reason I think that we have not brought some of these cartels, I mean, because we have to ask ourselves, why are they not classified as a terror organization, is the monies going into Mexico and the ownership of the cartels owning the Mexican government would financially collapse the country. That's the only thing I can think of. But I don't know.
Well, to be continued, and I hope you have yourself a great weekend and don't get too much sun. Enjoy the weather by the pool. have yourself a great weekend. Talk to you on Monday. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Coming back with a military and veterans news report. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden tried to ease worries after the cyber attack on a major fuel line owned by Colonial Pipeline. The breach shut the line down for several days and triggered a run on gasoline.
I know seeing lines at the pumps or gas stations with no gas can be extremely stressful, but this is a temporary situation. Do not get more gas than you need in the next few days.
GasBuddy.com is reporting nearly 70% of North Carolina's stations were without gas, and 73% were out in Washington, D.C. The White House is defending the timing of the CDC's decision to relax mask guidelines for vaccinated people. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said they had no role in the decision.
They were determined by, decided by what they were going to be, what the specifics were, but also the timeline by the CDC.
This is USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is indeed time for our military and veterans news segment here in the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. We'll tell you where those two locations are after they get a chance to tell you a little bit more about themselves. National Aviation Academy. Find them online, NAA.edu.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you where you can become a certified aviation maintenance tech. One of them is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one is down here in Tampa Bay. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater, across the bay from me. So you got Concord, Mass, and Clearwater, Florida. Now, what I suggest anybody does that wants to become a student and become certified as an aviation maintenance tech is ask to take the tour at one of their two facilities. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. It's that simple. By the way, their website to check them out, NAA.edu, NAA.edu. But give them a call. Ask to take the tour. The number again, 800-659-2080. You'd be glad you did. Now, the Gillibrand-Ernst bill would overhaul the military justice system, and it would change how sexual assaults and other serious crimes are handled by the military. No longer would the commanding officer be involved in the decision-making process. It would go straight to a military tribunal. We'll see how that plays out. In addition, an active-duty Marine officer stationed in Quantico, Virginia, was arrested this week and charged with crimes related to the U.S. Capitol breach on January 6th, according to the District of Columbia, the U.S. Attorney's Office. Wow. I believe that makes 5 active-duty military and 40 veterans that have been arrested in connection with what happened January 6th. Now, the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee and their mammoth toxic exposure package will deliver presumptive care for 11 conditions for veterans sickened by exposure to burn pits and other toxins, according to the Pentagon. We'll see how all that's going to play out. By the way, the report coming in from Kandahar is that U.S. forces have left the Kandahar airfield, which is a southern Afghanistan base that was once one of the largest NATO and coalition installations in the country. They are no longer there, according to the report, coming from Stars and Stripes. We'll verify that probably over the weekend at one time or another, but that's the report. And we'll see what happens. Now, the other thing is, folks, fresh from Brexit, Britain is bulking up their military to strengthen special relationships with the U.S. and other allies in NATO. We'll see how that plays out. And one senator objects to the way troops are destroying equipment, but they don't have the time to sort, and there seem to be reasons for it now, as the crunch for Afghanistan withdrawal is producing a big trash pile. The U.S. military also has relaxed some coronavirus restrictions from vaccinated personnel in Japan. U.S. military bases in Japan are starting to adjust their coronavirus restrictions to give the vaccinated population leeway to travel and take part in activities that at one time were off limits to the because of the pandemic. Now, the high costs and concerns about affordability threaten the future of the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter, the program executive officer for the aircraft warned back on May the 13th. But keep in mind, with the F-22s going away, the F-35 becomes the go-to fighter plane now. And we'll see what happens there. And while the U.S. and NATO military withdrawal may still be in its early phases in Afghanistan, the finger-pointing over who will be to blame for losing Afghanistan has already begun. There's nowhere else to point but at the U.S. and their policies. Nowhere else to point. And the Department of Veterans Affairs would give a boost to legal clinics that help veterans with their benefits under a bill sponsored by Senator Mark Warner. To that, I say it's about time. Should have been done a while ago. All right, I'm going to go to the phone lines right now because I think I know who this is. Todd in Tampa, 60 seconds, go for it.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations to Tim Tebow, by the way, signing with Jacksonville, okay? You don't know a doggone thing about football. Tim Tebow won 6 games in a row, and he was third string. Joe Montana said all he does is win. And then Peyton Manning said, very impressive, okay? So and when Goldilocks here, this rookie gets knocked out, okay, Tim Tebow won't get knocked out, okay? Tim Tebow runs over the linebacker. He doesn't run away from the linebacker, okay? So you don't know anything about God bless you, Urban, okay? And Tim Tebow's 10 times better than Dak Prescott and everybody else he beat in college. He's making $42 million a year, just so you know anything about football, okay? I'm the Vincent T. Lombardi of pro football. I just won a title here in Tampa and got Tom Brady traded over here when Jameis Winston's contract was up. Let's get down to business here about the Democrats are a disaster, okay? You can see that. No, I don't want a tribunal taking care of looking over our military, okay? Anything the Democrats can do, they try and weaken the American military. They come against the cops. They don't stand up for the American people. They don't do good business. Great to see Trump having rallies. We'll be at his first rally if it's in Tampa or close by. I've been to 9 Trump rallies. Don't give me this. I want to see every person that's been arrested. I want to know if they've ever voted for Trump. I guarantee you they never voted for Trump. Okay? That was Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Okay? Don't give me that. I've been to 9 Trump rallies. They're the nicest, kindest people in the world. Okay? You work for George Soros and you're on the Chinese payroll. How come Pennsylvania hasn't had a session and changed the voting laws? Okay? And how come these states haven't opened up? Keep your $1,400 and keep your mask, and we want to make the LeBron James type money. Open up your state, which is unconstitutional for you to shut down your state because you don't have the power to do that. When are you people? And then the Federal Reserve is going to print money. Okay, let's get to work and save the country. Stand up for our Lord and Savior. We the people is about Jesus Christ, and then we the people. Let's get to work.
All right, Todd in Tampa, and direct and to the point. Now, again, when you're talking about all of that and the Georgia veterans currently battling with the VA for quality health care, situation there is similar. Now, this is singling in on a state, but definitely problems still with health care with the veterans, and we need to get that straightened around. And don't forget the Rolling Thunder ride is on again. AmVets, of course, they're in charge of that this year. They're going to be riding into the parking lot at RFK Stadium, staging there. And then, as has been suggested by many on the show, myself included, just get out there and do Fruit Loops around Washington, D.C., drive around the Capitol, drive around all the different monuments that are there, drive around the White House, and just keep going around and around and around and around and around for a few hours. See how they like that. And then, of course, they'll be going to Arlington, which is all part of the traditional pilgrimage. Don't know how many bikes will be there this year. Hopefully it'll be as many as what's been there in the past because of lifting the face mask restriction and things getting a little bit better. But we'll see. Memorial Day weekend, Rolling Thunder. All righty. Be right back with the final segment of this weekend's show. So don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along as we will kind of close some doors here and some things that we left open when we started the program. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
From Brook Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Brooke. You can catch Brooke on my flagship station tonight from 7 o'clock. Well, 7 o'clock is when she comes on. You'll be able to catch her tonight right here on my flagship station, BrookTalksAmerica.com, the website. All right, a little update on the bridge going across the Mississippi River in Arkansas, I-40. Now, they've opened up the bridge, of the river end of the bridge, to the barges that were lined up there to deliver their cargoes up and down the Mississippi River. They had shut it down for fear of maybe there might be a problem with the bridge and them and it collapsed, but that's not the case. However, it does need to be repaired, and real quick. And they're probably going to have to replace one whole section of the bridge from start to finish with the concrete platform, the highway. So they're debating whether or not they want to patch it and allow the vehicles to travel over it, or just to shut it down and do it right for the 6 to 8 weeks that it looks like it's going to take to do that, and then go from there. Now, a lot of times these bridges will have incentive contracts where if you get the job done sooner than what the contract calls for, you get a bunch of money handed back to you in the form of a bonus. Now, that's happened down here in Florida more than once with bridges that have been destroyed by, and I hate to say it, tanker truck explosions, where the bridges have been literally damaged seriously couple times I can think of, one in Sarasota. Well, actually, they were both in Sarasota County. No, wait a minute. One of them was in Manatee County. There we go. One was in Manatee County, and the other was in Sarasota County. Two of them I can think of. So maybe they'll do something like that. We'll see. We'll see. But right now, I-40, eastbound, westbound, the bridge over the Mississippi River, Memphis, Tennessee, is closed to all traffic. So you're going on I-55, which takes you a little bit more than 3 miles out of your way. But the problem with all that is not that it takes you 3 miles out of your way. It's the fact that you've got 33,000 trucks that travel the I-40 bridge that are all down there now with the I-55 traffic. So traffic is, to say the least, just heavier than heavy. All right, consumer spending is up. It rose to 123.7 in this month's Rasmussen Reports Economic Index, up more than 9 points from April, the third consecutive monthly increase, showing that the economy may not be quite as bad as some people think it is. But then again, I would still be a little careful about what I was wishing for there, because there's too much uncertainty out there right now when it comes to the economy. For sure, too much uncertainty. Now, voters deciding 9 ballot measures in 7 states in regard to coronavirus or pandemic-related regulations that will be coming up this week. For example, in addition to 2 constitutional amendments in Pennsylvania on May 18th on the governor's emergency powers, voters will get a chance to decide at least 6 other measures in 2022 on topics such as changes to election laws prior to an election, state legislative special sessions, and restrictions on religious freedom. And I think you know where that's coming from. Also on May 18th, there are 3 primary partisan elections for judgeships on the state's appellate courts, in addition to several elections for seats on lower courts, 4 statewide ballot measures, and local municipal offices will all be decided on the 18th of May in Pennsylvania. Now, President Biden has announced 6 nominees for federal judgeships. 3 of the nominations were for positions on the 1st, 2nd, and 10th Courts of Appeal. The other 3 went to district court judgeships. Since taking office, Biden has nominated 19 individuals to federal judgeships. None have yet to be confirmed. Moving along, Glenn Youngkin in Ohio won after 6 rounds of vote counting using ranked choice voting. Due to coronavirus, the crowd size restrictions of the Virginia Republicans held an unassembled convention on May 8th across 39 satellite locations, and Glenn Youngkin was determined to be the nominee for governor in Virginia. Now, this week I talked a little bit, but not a lot, and we'll be talking more about this with Kyle Warren in the future, about a federal lawsuit from Ohio seeking the release of redistricting data to the states ahead of the Census Bureau's September 30th target date. Now, we also covered a legal question in Virginia regarding the districts that will be used for this year's state legislative elections, and I'll be filling you in with more details in the coming days, as that's going to be something that will become very interesting. Now, fewer than 50 unarmed black suspects were killed by police last year, and more people were killed by knives than with the so-called assault weapons. However, if you've been a viewer of MSNBC or CNN or even NBC, you're far more likely than Fox News viewers or listeners to this radio show to believe that the number is 500, because that's what the fake news networks have been saying, that 500 people were killed by police. Black people were killed by police, and that's just not true. 50 unarmed black suspects were killed by police last year, 50, 5-0, and that is a fact. Amazing. We'll see how far that goes. By the way, I don't know what Walmart's going to do or Costco or any of these other places. But now the people are actually mask-free and being able to take off the masks. And Walmart, who happens to be the largest private employer in the country, says that their vaccinated customers can ditch their mask, as well as members of their staff. My question is, how are you going to enforce that? Well, enter into the mix the CDC cards that everybody got when they got their vaccinations. Some people call them the vaccine passport, but I'm telling you right now, I believe that you're going to have to show that somewhere along the line to adhere to the policies of the stores if you want to go in without a mask on. I just think that that's coming, whether you like it or not. We'll see. I hope I'm wrong, but the indications are there that tell me that I'm not wrong. Now, the other thing is, despite the new CDC guidelines, New York and New Jersey are going to keep their mask mandates. They're not changing anything. And Biden, of course, said it was a great day lifting the indoor mask rule at the White House because no masks are required in the White House anymore, according to the Pentagon, for vaccinated staffers and reporters alike. And, of course, Dr. Fauci, we made fun of this earlier, hopes the CDC's new mask guidelines will encourage more vaccines and vaccinations. Sure he does. And then there was the New York Times analysis about the overcautious CDC causing confusion with their latest ruling. Now, states and businesses are trying to sort out what the CDC mask guidance actually means and what they can or can't do because everybody's afraid of the liability. They don't want to get sued. By the way, military personnel and local law enforcement partners have taken a man into custody after a bomb threat at Joint Base Andrews yesterday. I just found out about that a couple of minutes ago. I'm sure you'll hear more about that perhaps on the morning shows that are coming up. Now, Biden's ashamed of Israel, and he says their policies could spark war. Well, they're already in war. They've been in war. It's been consistent for as long as I can remember. So we'll see what happens. Oh, and Governor Newsom, I forgot to mention this to Kyle, this just came out, added $30 million in tax credits to lure the film and TV people back into California. A lot of things going on in California to try to make sure that Governor Newsom remains the governor, and I certainly hope you don't fall for it. All right, that's the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'll see you all Monday morning, bright and early. Remember, it's all about we the people here in this program. We the people. Get involved. And I'll see you Monday morning live, 2 a.m.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.